Well, good afternoon, everyone. I am Chris Sherrard, Director of Philanthropy at Helping Up Mission and a 2007 graduate of our spiritual recovery program here. On behalf of our CEO, Bob Gaiman, thank you all for joining us. We know your time is valuable, particularly now, and we're honored to have you with us. Now, we want you to know up front that this is not a fundraising call. Today, you'll hear from Bob about the effect, issues, and impact of the coronavirus on Helping Up Mission clients and staff and our response. And we would welcome your questions during the 30-minute session. If you have a question at any time during the call, please press zero and follow the prompts, and we will try our best to answer every call. We'll wait a couple more minutes for others to join us, but we'll also honor your time and schedule today. Again, thank you. For those joining even in the moment, I'm Chris Sherrard, Director of Philanthropy at Helping Up Mission, and I'm a 2007 graduate of our spiritual recovery program. On behalf of our CEO, Bob Gaiman, thank you so much for joining us. We know your time is valuable, particularly now, and we're honored to have you with us. Again, please know up front that this is not a fundraising call. Today, you'll hear from Bob about the effect, issues, and impact of coronavirus on Helping Up Mission clients and staff and our response. We do welcome your questions at any time. Just press zero and follow the prompts, and we'll do our best to answer them. Before we begin the formal program and waiting for others to join, we'd like to start with a poll question, and it's this. While we're having this call to provide you important updates regarding our response to the coronavirus pandemic, we want you to know that you mean a lot to us. And we wish to pray over your concerns if you'd let us. So please let us know if you've been directly impacted by. Press 1 for health of a family member or loved one. Press 2 for employment disruption. And press 3 if you had a direct impact on your personal health and well-being. We will honor that and pray over these concerns as a HUM family. So we thank you for answering that. So, again, this is Chris Sherrard. I'm Director of Philanthropy at Helping Up Mission and a 2007 graduate of our Spiritual Recovery Program. And I welcome you on behalf of our CEO, Bob Gaiman. This is not a fundraising call. Today, Bob is going to speak about the effect, issues, and impact of the coronavirus on Helping Up Mission clients and staff and our response to it. And we do welcome your questions. At any time you have a question, press zero and follow the prompts, and we'll do our best to answer the ones that we're able to. So at this time, let's move to the main event, and it is my honor to turn the mic over to Helping Up Mission CEO Bob Gaiman for his initial remarks.
Thank you, Chris, and I'm excited for this opportunity to share with everyone. Thank you all for joining this town hall meeting, the first of its kind here at Helping Up Mission, and we hope it's going to go really well for you and for us. As Chris shared, our purpose is to update you on the impact that COVID-19 is having on HUM and what we're doing here at HUM to deal with it. With social practices in place and all of its related upheavals of all kinds that we all are experiencing everywhere, we certainly don't have to be distant in our communication with one another. And here at Helping Up Mission, we decided that we wanted to have close communication with our HUM supporters. So we're utilizing as many communication channels as possible during this time, including this town hall meeting, to keep all of our wonderful HUM supporters in our hug. And you do mean so much to us. So regarding the impact of the coronavirus, I've noticed here at HUM in our conversations that we tend to view the COVID-19 challenges from three different perspectives. First, from the physical health consideration. We're doing everything we can to focus on prevention of this virus, preventing the spread of it, and that means sanitizing surfaces all over the real estate here and honoring social distance practices. We also are doing testing for all of those who have symptoms. And we're doing and have done universal testing, which includes those without symptoms. That is a very important part of how we're managing the virus here. And then all of those who need primary medical care, they can get primary medical care right here on site. And those who come up positive on the tests, which we've had quite a few, we have isolation rooms that are available in local hotels for all who test positive, and they stay in those hotels until they're virus-free. After they're virus-free, they then can re-enter the home program population. So we're looking at this challenge from a health perspective. Secondly, we are a spiritual recovery and faith organization, as you all know. And we ask ourselves, you know, what might be God's purpose in all of this? What might God be saying to us? What are we to learn from this? And the staff and the men in the program, we're all challenging ourselves about what kind of things we should learn and what we might do differently as a result of what we're experiencing. And then thirdly, from a futuristic perspective, what might be the new norms for helping up mission? How much space are we going to have need per person after all of this is over and we look back and see what's necessary to have good health during a time like this? So there likely will be some new norms, and we're thinking about those things. So all these considerations are like swirling around in our heads somewhat simultaneously. Far from being conclusive, it feels sometimes like we're operating in a thick fog and we can see only like two steps ahead. But the important thing I think I want all of you to know is that during this really challenging time for everyone is we are getting things done. We really are. We're doing what we need to do, getting the professional medical guidance. We're doing what we need to do to manage the COVID-19 virus, and we're continuing our work of transforming lives. And so that people are still graduating from the program here, and it's a beautiful thing to see. I think probably, and I want to open up for questions here in just a minute or two, Chris.
Sure.
But I think the most negative effect that I feel about this virus is we've had to close down the intake of new program applicants. And that means that people who show up at our doors, people who call on our phones, who are in an emergency situation, need immediate emergency help, need a program to deal with their addictions, don't have a program. And so they go to emergency rooms, to the hospital, and they just don't get the help that they need. It's sad to see that. But we had to close down intake, obviously, to stop the spread of the virus, and that's something that we want to correct as soon as possible. The most positive outcome, though, is the effectiveness of our HUM staff team all working together, including all of our community partners like Johns Hopkins Hospital, the City Health Department, the Mayor's Office of Homeless Services, Healthcare for the Homeless, GBMC. All of these partners and HUM staff working together in an incredible team is an amazing thing to behold. It's very humbling. It's very beautiful, and we're accomplishing some great things in this midst of this this virus. So, Chris, I'm going to stop here and maybe address some questions.
Yeah, and there are a few coming in, Bob, but I do want to remind the listeners that if you have a question, please dial 0 and follow the prompts so that we get that in from you and do our best to answer the questions that come our way. Bob, you did talk about the negative, you know, what you feel is the negative and the positive, the highest of those. One of the questions coming in, though, has to do with knowing that we probably protected ourselves for a while. This might be coming from a volunteer. They want to know when volunteering and visitors might open again.
Well, that's an important question. We really do miss the hundreds of volunteers that come in to do so many beautiful things, and we miss you, and we're looking forward to getting you in here. But we have to bring you in here safely. There are two ways of looking at this. First of all, many of the men who came up positive in our testing were asymptomatic. They did not know that they had the virus, and there could be many volunteers who've never been tested and believe that they don't have the virus because they don't have any symptoms, but they may very well have the virus and be asymptomatic. So how do we get volunteers tested before they come into Helping Out Mission? That's one thing. And then the second thing is that we want to be sure that we have an environment here at Helping Out Mission that is as virus-free as possible, so that if a healthy volunteer comes into our organization, that they don't get infected. So we're working on both of those considerations. And we're hoping that, you know, in a number of weeks, we'll be able to open things up and have a free flow of volunteers again.
Well, thank you for that. There is a sense of if volunteers aren't serving the meals or the evening recovery programs, some are asking, well, how's that happening? And you know, we have a therapeutic environment. So will you talk a little bit about the men serving men and the women serving each other in that environment?
Well, so we're definitely making some real pivots, some real changes, and the men in the program have had to step up, and they cannot go outside for meetings. They cannot go home for overnight visits on weekends, and so they're having to help themselves. In new ways. So we have all kinds of meetings here on the inside. Chapel services are streamed to three or four different areas because we have to honor social distance rules and be 6 feet apart. So instead of seeing a full chapel, you're going to see just a few people in the chapel, and so we're spread out all over. But the men in the program are doing things they wouldn't normally be doing in order to help out. Again, the community pulling together in times of a challenge and making things happen.
And Jeff from Baltimore County has a follow-on question. You were talking about the negative, you know, of not being able to let folks in. Do you have a sense for when that might happen?
Yes, I do. We are working with Johns Hopkins Hospital right now. Again, the consideration is how can we bring someone into Helping Out Mission safely? So we need to know that they're virus-free. And if we can test them, a newcomer, when they come in and they come up negative, then we can move them into a holding area, observe them for a number of days to make sure that there isn't that there aren't any symptoms, and then we can move them into the general population of our recovery program. And we're hoping that in the next week and at the latest 2 weeks, Johns Hopkins Hospital is going to be able to do 10 to 15 tests per week to open up our doors and start bringing people in.
Thank you for that. Again, I want to encourage listeners, don't be shy. Dial zero, or really, press zero, right? Press zero and follow the prompts and record your questions so that we might be able to address them. We have some wonderful ones coming in. So one of which has to do with the women's facility. I think for this question, Bob, I'm going to assume the listener is talking about the current women's facility at Chase Street, although some may know about the one in the future. So can you speak to Chase Street Center for a minute?
And the question is just
what's the status? What's the status?
So the 601 East Chase Street, we have 40 beds. It's not more than half full right now. And we did have some cases, some positive cases, three or four that came up early in the last 9 weeks, and we were able to deal with them, a couple of staff members and a couple of clients. Now, since those four, we haven't had any more, and in fact, we have taken in one new person, I believe yesterday. So things are beginning to open up there. It's a much smaller facility, much smaller group of people, easier to manage. So one by one, we'll be bringing in new people at Chase. But hopefully the worst is over there.
So thank you, Bob. a good question from Dr. Rhonda, asking about the mental health and the fact that we're kind of isolated, right? We have to protect ourselves in the facility, and even our wonderful partners need to isolate where they are. We feel like we're making steps forward. So Dr. Rhonda would like to know how we're addressing mental health.
Good question, and obviously the mental health services are very important during a time of stress such as this. And our good partner with Johns Hopkins they're providing mental health services during this time, but they're doing it through telehealth, so their counselors are not here in person right now, but through telehealth technology, they're able to have real good sessions and keep the counseling going.
That's good. Well, speaking about Chase Street, someone is asking about the future, and you spoke to it. What is any impact of coronavirus on our future Women's and Children's Center?
So many of you know about our Inspiring Hope campaign, which is a campaign to build a beautiful building just down the street from where we are here at Helping Up Mission that will house 200 women and 50 children when it's completed. It's scheduled to be completed in October of 21. Fortunately, there have been very few problems with that. We are about 11 days behind, so that's not too bad. And the reason we're 11 days behind is that there were some viruses that were spreading amongst the cement workers, and they had to shut down for a day or two. But we're working through that now, and so everything is on schedule for an October ribbon cutting, October of 21. So we're looking forward to that.
Again, this is not a fundraising event, but some are asking very directly this question. Given the current set of circumstances, what is the greatest need, and how can we supporters help you at this time?
That is a very good question, and we're asked that all the time, and thank you for that. Certainly, we're a faith organization, and we believe in prayer, and we are hoping that and believe that all of you are praying every day for us, and we don't minimize the importance of that. Secondly, financial, we made it through the tough months of March and April, and now we're working to make it through May financially, and our donors, we've sent out emergency appeals. And our donors, you've responded with great generosity. And right now, we're doing well. We have not had to lay off any of our staff. Our staff will be intact. And the reason this is so important, when we open up our doors again, we believe there's going to be a real demand for beds, that people who have not been able to get the help they need are now going to be waiting in line to get that help, and we need our staff to be intact, and you're helping us to do that. So thank you for that. To answer that question specifically is that right now the greatest help you can give is monthly financial support.
Well, thank you for that, Bob, and thanks for the question. We know that you love on us in so many different ways. And one of the ways that we celebrate life transformation here, Bob, of course, is our annual graduation banquet. And Peggy from Baltimore, and I recognize Peggy. Hello, Peggy. Recognize you, that you come to our banquet almost every year. So Peggy and others would like to know a little bit about that.
Peggy, it grieves our spirits to know that we cannot have the banquet this year. We changed the date a number of times, and the last date was June 28th. We're not going to be able to have it on June 28th. So what we are going to do, we have banquet sponsors, and we have all the people lined up to help with the banquet, and all of that is in place. But we're going to have a virtual banquet, and we're going to try to make it really great. But it is going to have to be virtual this year, and then we'll think about next year. So you will be hearing from us, I don't know, Chris, maybe next week or two about a date for that, but we suspect it will be mid to late July for a virtual banquet event.
and a lot of planning going into that and a lot of celebration, and we're looking forward to it, and we're looking forward to sharing information as that comes about. Someone has asked about, will you speak to Bob when someone comes positive at Helping Up Mission? And you've already acknowledged that we've had that. We're not immune to that. How do we care for that individual and care for them through that duration here or other places?
Every day we're monitoring, looking for symptoms. On all the floors, we're looking for symptoms. We have people doing that. If we find someone that has symptoms, they immediately get tested. If they come up positive, they are quarantined. We have an area that we use for men who need to be quarantined and women who need to be quarantined. And then they will get treatment. They will see a primary. They will get primary medical care, and they will be observed. And as soon as they are in our quarantine area, we work with the mayor's city. City of Baltimore's homeless services department, and we're able to get rooms in a hotel, the Lord Baltimore actually, get rooms in the hotel, and they will stay in those rooms and be observed for a period of 14 days till they are virus free, and then they will come back here. So they're getting actually the best medical care anyone could possibly get anywhere, thanks to our good partnerships with the city, the Department of Health, and others.
And I want to say a special hello to Miss Bertha. I've known Miss Bertha since my own program year back in 2006, when she would come with sisters from the church to love on the guys. And it goes a little bit back to volunteering and coming back in. But do we think it will be the same day and time slot? Do we think that we'll allow them to bring in their Saturday brunch items that they've been doing for years?
So these are some of the considerations that might create new norms. And we will be listening to the medical professionals and learn more about the virus and how it spreads. And so we're not really able to answer that question, but to say that we're going to consider everything. And you know, as long as there's no vaccine for this virus, it can come back. And so we're going to probably have some new norms. But I appreciate that question, because it's the kind of thinking that is going on in our heads all of the time here at Helping Up Mission. What things are we going to have to change to protect our volunteers and protect our staff and residents?
I think we have one of our recovery meeting partners on the line. James from Baltimore hopes or asks if there's a possibility of outside recovery meetings, 12-step recovery meetings in the evenings. Is there a possibility of those coming back alive in June?
I would not be surprised if they would be coming back live in June. You know, the governor has a lot to do with, and the mayor, a lot to do with what they permit to happen. If they are permitting meetings to happen and the social distancing is honored, then I would see these meetings opening up soon. And so we're finding out, you know, that Ocean City is opening up and some restaurants are opening up, at least for outside service, so there's a loosening up of activities. So I would not be surprised if those meetings, evening meetings, throughout the city would be able to get back to those meetings.
Bob, in order to protect the men and women in the both campuses, we're separating them some, and one of the things that we implemented was live streaming internally. Right, our morning devotion, our weekly chapel. Well, Charles has the clue that that's going on, so he wants to know maybe when the public might be able to at least see our Friday chapel service.
Well, so this is Charles?
His name, Charles from Pasadena.
Okay, well, Charles from Pasadena, that is something that we are working on. We now have the technology to be able to do that. Now we're thinking about, okay, we've been doing this in-house for all these years, and you know how families behave when there's nobody looking in. We're family, and you see suit for who we are. Now we have to think about, okay, what's it going to be like if we have a whole lot of people from the outside watching, and what greater preparation do we need for that? So we're considering those things, but I would see that in the next, I don't want to put a timeline on it, but it won't be too long until there will be an opportunity for people from the outside to see our chapel services on Friday.
Another thing that we look forward to affirm the life transformation that's going on. So I'm going to enter into a second poll. We're getting sort of close to our end time here, but one more poll question for the audience, and that is this. How would you like Helping Up Mission to provide additional updates on the work we're doing in response to COVID-19? Press 1 for email or text. Press 2 for mail or newsletter. Press 3 for social media like Facebook and Twitter and the like. And then 4, if you liked this call, press 4 for another town hall type call. And we appreciate your feedback on that. As Bob said, we know prayer is powerful, and we do ask for your prayers. And I need to repeat, please know that this is not a specific fundraising call with a specific request for donations. But that said, we do hope that you know you can learn more about us on our website at helpingupmission.org. Find us across most of the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. You won't find us on Snapchat. And folks, our deepest desire is that you are affirmed, that your hope that you could make a difference in other people's lives, that hope and aspiration is realized here at Helping Up Mission, all because of you. And Bob, do you have some remarks that you want to share as we come to a close? This has been fantastic.
Good. Well, I've enjoyed this. I hope we do it again. But I just want to say that while we've been through a lot of stress, and early on, we haven't been taking people in now for 9 weeks. So it's been basically 9 weeks of activities that have changed here at Helping Up Mission. We worried about everything under the sun, but we are a faith organization, and we come back to this consideration that HUM has been around since 1885. Through these 135 years, it's been through many, many hardships and continues to serve the addicted, the poor, and the homeless. And we, let's remind ourselves, we're a Christian faith-based organization. And that means Jesus Christ is the foundation it's built upon. So I remind myself of the words of Jesus that he gave at the end of his famous Sermon on the Mount. He said, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. The rains came, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock." And I view HUM as like that house that's built on a rock. It will not fall. And with your continued prayers and financial support, HUM will be standing long after this COVID-19 storm is over. But right now, we have the stress of going through it. And you, our dear Helping Up Mission donors and supporters, are helping us do that. We're greatly appreciative.
Well, there are a number of wonderful questions. Our time here to honor it will not allow us to answer these, but you have our commitment that we have phone numbers and the like that we'll reach out and answer those questions. And the question you were wondering, Bob, I think the answer is going to be yes, because more than half voted for another town hall.
Oh, great.
Okay. So we'll be able to have another episode of this, of that. So,
beautiful.
Will you lead us in a closing prayer, Bob?
Yeah, I'll close us in prayer. And again, thank you all for coming. And Father, bless our HUM family, everyone that's been part of this and those who aren't. But bless us, our HUM family, with health and safety and spiritual strength. Provide us with the wisdom and the resources to open up our HUM doors to those who need our help. And we know your presence is with us. And we go forward with confidence, with faith, and it's in Jesus' name we do it. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all. Bob Gaiman, CEO of Helping Up Mission. My pleasure to be the moderator. Chris Sherrard, Director of Philanthropy. Until the next time, be well, be safe, and be blessed.